Minister joked about Sir Keir Starmer's definition of a woman as he listed Labour U-turns. Brianna's mother was visiting Parliament at the time, and father Peter Spooner says the remarks were degrading and dehumanising. Treasury Secretary Laura Trott's defending Mr Sunak.
Absolutely, I know that the Prime Minister would never mean to cause anyone upset or harm. He was just talking about Labour and Labour's, U-turning on a number of issues.
So do you think he did anything wrong at PMQs today?
No, I don't.
Police say the suspect in the Clapham chemical attack could die if his facial injuries aren't treated. Officers are still searching for Abdul Azidi a week after the incident in South London. Israel's Prime Minister has rejected the terms of a ceasefire deal put forward by Hamas. Benjamin Netanyahu's vowed to press ahead with his country's war against the militant group. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warned a lot of work needs to be done before there's a halt in the fighting and the release of hostages. Jasmine El-Ghamarz, a former U.S. Defense Department advisor.
He looks farther away from both of those objectives now than ever, because you just had the Israeli Prime Minister say absolutely not to what Hamas had proposed.
Weather warnings have been upgraded for parts of the UK tomorrow. Amber alerts are now in place because of snow in North Wales, northwest Shropshire, the Peak District and the South Pennines. Sport: Bournemouth's Premier League match at home to Luton has been rescheduled for March the 13th. The initial fixture in December was abandoned after Luton captain Tom Lockyer collapsed on the field following a cardiac arrest. And Nestlé has announced a new product to replace breakaway biscuits, which are being pulled from supermarket shelves after 54 years. It's going to launch a hazelnut version of its blue ribboned wafer bars. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Excuse me. I've got to be direct. La, la, la. If I'm wrong, please correct. La, la, la. You're standing on my neck. Look right through me. Say I'm gloomy. Well, so sue me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Bye.
Tonight's show is going to be is bookended by two TV themes. Basically, I found an obscure TV theme to finish off tonight's show, and that's going to fit. And thought, okay, well, I'll start the show with a slightly better known one. That was, of course, Splendora, and if you grew up in the 90s and noughties, you would instantly recognise that as the theme tune from Daria. The track, surprisingly enough, was entitled "You're Standing on My Neck." You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Kings of the Orient Hour for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, we have a very busy one coming up. I am going to be chatting to, in a few songs' time, filmmaker Emmanuel O about a new short film that he's working on with good buddy of the show, Mark Denham. And then later on, you'll be able to hear my chat with Johnny from the band Pet Needs, the legendary band from Colchester, the legendary in my eyes, that'll do, who've actually toured all over the world and they've got a new album coming out in just over a week's time as well, which we'll be chatting about. So plenty to stay tuned for. We'll have the gig guide and a round of cheer with Nick as well. So plenty to stay tuned for between now and 10pm. So do keep it locked, and you can get in touch with us for any reason you like at radio@phoenixfm.com. And you can also find us at Phoenix FM on the X Twitter site. And I'm on there as well at Nickfield Media, which I also am on all the other socials as well. And of course, it's February and Facebook is celebrating its 20th anniversary. And you can find this show on there as well at Curveball Radio. So yes, do get in touch. The next track that I have from you is from singer Jay Loon. Been listening to a lot of stuff from him recently, and this track I think came out at the end of last year and is entitled Blindsider.
To you, you're blindsided, baby. You got me. across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
To be different naturally.
Shed 7 and Talk of the Town here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. And, well, They were certainly the talk of the town just recently when they went to number one with their latest album. I was very impressed by that. And yes, might dig out some of their albums of theirs that I bought in the late 90s. They were a good listen in my teenage years. So, yes, thought I'd include that one in as a bit of a shout-out to them. And the track here before that was London performer Jay Loon and a track of his, which I think came out just at the end of last year. Might have been just before Christmas or just after, and it was entitled Blindside. I've been listening to a lot of his stuff recently. There's some good ones in there. He's been around for a few years, so I'll play some of his older tracks in the coming weeks as well. We move on from one performer we like called Jay to another. This is brand new from Jay Keys, who we've had in on the show before. I randomly bumped into him on my street when he was seeing someone who lived a few doors down from me. I think it was Monday that we bumped into each other, and he said he's coming in now on the 6th of March, and he said I've got loads of new tracks to play you. So send me a few of them. This is one of them, and it's entitled Mad About You.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind, yeah. I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Got this girl by my side and she says she wants a ride. Come on, baby, let's go, let's go. She told me that I'm on her mind and we're running out of time. Come on, baby, let's roll, let's go. Yeah, the sunset on the beach, the itch I cannot reach. The oxygen I breathe, the success I need. I'm nothing when you leave, it's fate. I do believe this feeling can't be wrong. I'm nothing when you're gone, nah. I'm mad about you, you mad about me. You give me that L, I'll give you that D. No waiting in queues, we VIP. You lock down my heart, throw away the key.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind, yeah. I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Mad about you. Mad about you. Stuck in my mind, it's got stuck in my brain. My love and my world, my wife and my girl. Can't get enough of your loving. Man, what a feeling, hate when you're leaving. Pure love, pure sex, I feel you look good in them Gucci heels, I can't lie. Maybe if looks could kill, I would die. Every time I look in your eyes. I'm mad about you, you mad about me. You give me that L, I'll give you that D. No waiting in queues, we VIP. You lock down my heart, throw away the key.
Mad about you. It's crazy how you be on my mind, yeah. I'm mad about you. I need to be with you all the time.
Mad about you. Mad about you.
Brand new from Jay Keys here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Mad About You, and we'll be chatting to him next month. Very much looking forward to having him back in. Our first guest of the evening, filmmaker Emmanuel, is going to be on after this from The Clockworks.
Of course, is up the back street. Of course, I'm caught in the middle of the backseat and forced between Danny and Jack. Anna's got shotgun coming, Charlie down about the college work she's not done. Danny's black, he's usually a rat. I crack a joke on old 30 Sam, moping under fire while he's channeling a whistler. Jack's rolling her his love. A living on the doll, smoking bowls at his sister. A left and a right, a left and a right, a left and a right. What's left when the writing's on the wall?
in the ashtray. Glancing as the smoke is cast in the ashtray. See, I'm not enough. I'm no Fidel Castro. Feds will find any reason to catch you. And that's it with tyrants. Live for a victim. David was minding his own when they nicked him. Blasted the sirens, they're passing in silence. Now they're chasing new troops to call ultraviolet. A left and a right, a left and a right, a left and a right. What's left when the writing's on the wall? A left and a right, a left and a right, a left and a right, a left and a right. What's left when the writing's on the wall?
Clockworks here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM and Car Song. The next up, I chatted earlier on today to filmmaker Emmanuel O, who is currently fundraising for a film about homelessness in London entitled Almost Home. And when I chatted to him earlier, he spoke to us a bit about the campaign and also how things are getting along for the film, and working with good buddy of the show, Mark Denham, who we've chatted to quite a few times. And this is what he had to say.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and every so often here on Curveballs, we like to shine a light on some of our great local filmmakers. And one of them joins me in the studio, or rather, virtually in the studio right now. Good evening, Mr. Emmanuel Odesame.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're more than welcome, matey. First things first, am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, close enough. I mean, you don't say it as well as my mum, but then again, neither do I, so pretty good.
Okay, if that's as close as we can get, then I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
So, well, Emmanuel, you have a feature film that you are currently fundraising for. We'll find out more about that in just a moment. But first of all, let's hear a bit of your background on how you got into filmmaking. So how did you get into it originally?
Well, it's actually a short film that I'm making fundraising for at the moment, just to say that. But how did I get into filmmaking? That's such a good question. I think I was just always like a bit of a class clown, a bit into drama, a bit creative in school, a bit not paying attention in math and science class. And then, yeah, it was just went down the creative route. People seemed to think I was good at it. Then I went to college and then uni and then internships, and then got a job as a runner and researcher and just worked my way up.
Excellent. What were you running and researching for?
Do you know, I did a few shows. I did One Born Every Minute, which was a show where, which is all about childbirth, giving birth to children.
Yes.
So I saw a lot of childbirths. I worked on that as a runner and researcher for about 6-9 months. I worked on 24 hours in A&E. So I did lots of hospital TV shows, lots of documentaries.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I learned about life. It taught me, I saw a lot of babies being born and learned stuff about myself.
Excellent. Good for you, matey. Well, working on those shows basically makes you a celebrity in lots of people's eyes. So let's roll with that. Excellent. So you are working at the moment with a good buddy of the show, Mr. Mark Denham, who we've interviewed here on Curveballs a few times. So how did you get in touch with him?
Do you know what? I think we just found each other on social media. I was looking for a producer for my short film. And so I put out an advert and Mark responded.
Excellent. And tell us about the project you're currently working on.
So we're working together on a short film, which is all about homelessness. It explores homelessness, fatherhood and mental health issues. It's about a young man called James, who becomes homeless, and he has a daughter. And when he finds out it's his daughter's birthday, he travels across the city to wish his daughter a happy birthday.
Interesting. Sounds like a lot of different emotions in that film.
Yeah, it's we're trying to pack a lot into a short period of time. We explore some of the causes of homelessness. We explore fatherhood and your relationship with your parents and your children. Hopefully he learns, he goes on a bit of an epic journey and learns about himself. And yeah, it's a story that we're hoping people really resonate with.
Excellent. And you're currently fundraising for it at the moment. So tell us where people can go to find out more about your campaign.
That is correct. We're fundraising via Indiegogo. If you search Indiegogo and write homeless short film, our film is called Almost Home. So you can type Indiegogo Almost Home and it should come up, or you can find myself on Instagram. I'm at Eman the Artist. Eman is spelled E-M-A-N. We are at 45% of our goal, we're raising money at the moment. It's been pretty amazing so far. The support has been really remarkable from people all over the world. It's been quite humbling.
Excellent. Good stuff. What advice would you give to filmmakers out there who are looking to make their first film, looking to find out how to raise money for it? What advice would you give them right now?
I would say don't wait for anyone to give you permission and don't wait for anyone to write you a check. I would say just go out and do it. Just get your friends, even if it's just you and your cousin and your mum. Shoot on your phone. Just do what you have to do to tell your story, because I think the world is really at a place where we need great stories. I feel like people are perhaps more isolated and lonely and angry, and we need great stories. I think it's really, really important. And no one can tell the stories that you can. So I would say to any aspiring artist, just pick up the camera or the paintbrush or the pen and make your art. Because the world needs it.
Could not agree more. Definitely, matey. Oh, well, that's fantastic to hear. So at the moment, have you started filming yet? Are you going to be? Is that something you're planning to work on soon?
So we've shot lots of promo footage. So if you go to our Indiegogo, you'll see like a trailer, like promo-like thing. And if you go to our Instagram page, you'll see lots of pictures and videos. But we haven't actually started principal proper photography. That is set to take place in March, where we'll use the money that people have graciously donated to us to film a very big professional production. Right now it's just shall we say less professional.
Fair enough. That's another bit of advice that we can give to aspiring filmmakers. You can never film too much promo.
That is, I couldn't agree more.
Excellent. Good stuff. Are there any sort of particular perks that they should look out for on the fundraiser pages?
Oh, Well, excellent question, Nick. Thank you for asking. There is a bunch of perks that people can take advantage of. I'm a singer-songwriter, so just for £25, people can have a personalized song or poem written in their honor. We've got a ton of perks. If people want to be an extra, an executive producer on the film, this is a film that hopefully is made by the community for the community. So we have a range of perks at various price points so people can get involved in the filmmaking process. We also have a perk or two that involves boxing and cello. That's all I'll say. People should act quickly because their perks are in limited supply. And get on board and see something that they like.
Boxing, cellos, I think you've pretty much covered the entire target audience with those. Fantastic. Excellent. Good stuff. And, well, we'll have to have you on singing some of your songs here on Curveballs as well at some point. Definitely.
Anytime, any place, I'll be there.
Excellent. Good stuff. We're going to listen to your musical selection next. So tell us what you've chosen.
So I've chosen a song called With the Wind by Matthew D. Morgan. It's a song which I've used to promote the film. So I've used it on the promo that's done really well. It's a song that I find evocative and beautiful, and it really stirs up a lot of emotions. I also want to give a big shout out to the artist, Matthew D. Morgan. I emailed him. I was like, yo, could I use your song for free, please, to promote my film? being the cheeky filmmaker that I am, and he really graciously allowed us to use it for free in our promo footage. I'm really grateful that someone, I think that typifies the spirit of the film. We don't have a lot of money, but we've got a lot of heart, and people are coming on board to help us in one way or another. And this song kind of represents that to me. So that's why I've chosen it.
Brilliant. Good stuff. Remind us one more time where people can go to find out more about Almost Home.
If they search Indiegogo Almost Home, then we should be one of the films that come up. Or you can search Homeless. You can Google Homeless Short Film Indiegogo. And I think we're the first link on that. People are also welcome to follow me on Instagram. I am Eman the Artist, E-M-A-N the Artist.
Excellent. Thanks so much for chatting to us today, Emmanuel. And, well,
Nick, thank you so much. My pleasure.
Let's go with the wind.
Thank you so much. Bye.
with the Wind. As chosen by my first guest of the evening, Emmanuel, thanks so much to him for chatting to us earlier on today. And you can look up the film Almost Home on Indiegogo. So just look up Almost Home or Homeless London Film and you'll be able to find that on there. And also, if you look up Eman the Artist _ on Instagram, you'll be able to find him and more details about the progress of that film, no doubt. And there's some really good perks on there as well. So look it up on Indiegogo, which we hinted at. You're with Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Guest two of the evening will be Johnny from Pet Needs. And, well, we'll be finding out more about that after I have played you this from our good buddies, previous guests on the show at the start of the year. It's Rocket Kings.
I didn't know what
Rocket Kings and the Yellow Bird of Fortune here on Curbles on Phoenix FM. You can listen back to my interview with them last month on the Curbles page on the Phoenix Film website, phoenixfm.com/category/curbles. If you're on the site right now, then you can just click anywhere it says Curbles and it will take you to that page. You can also listen back to all the recent shows there as well. Playing that tonight as Dave from Rocket Kings messaged me earlier on to say that, it was earlier on today, yep, that they've just released a live video of that track that you can watch now on their YouTube channel. So if you're on YouTube, it's just look up Rocket Kings. You could look up Yellow Bird of Fortune as well if you like. I mean, it's got some very, you'll probably get some very random stuff. But, you know, that's the fun of being on YouTube. But the main thing that you need to find is Rocket Kings YouTube page. And if you look up Rocket Kings 8894, then you'll be able to find that page, and you'll be able to see a live version of that particular track that they performed at the Fisherman's Cottage in Reading. Okay, on the subject of guests, you'll be able to hear from my second guest of the evening, Johnny from Pet Needs, after we've played you this. It's a brand new track from their upcoming album, which is out on the 16th of this month, This Sleep When I'm Dead. Needs Sleep When I'm Dead from their brand new album Intermittent Fast Living. I chatted to Johnny from Pet Needs earlier on in the week, and this is what he had to say.
Phoenix FM.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and it delights me to say that I am now joined by Johnny from Pet Needs. Good evening, Johnny.
Good evening, Nick. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good, thank you, matey. How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. Yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm at home in Colchester. I've been on a walk with my little dog today. And now I'm just doing press for the album that's out in a couple of weeks.
Yes, indeed. We will get onto that very shortly. But first of all, let's have a bit of a potted history of Pet Needs. Who is in the band with you?
Yes, so Pet Needs is my brother, George, and he is the, well, we're the kind of like original members, the founder of the band. After the band had been going about a year, our drummer Jack Locke joins, and we have a new bass player that's been in about 6 months, who is Ryan Sharman.
Excellent. And I mean, we played your track "Punk Isn't Dead." It's not up. It's just up for sale. Quite a while ago. I mean, how long ago is that?
So that was released back in 2017 on our first EP, which seems like a million years ago now.
It probably does.
And that was the time where we were literally playing punk shows to our friends in Colchester, and then we were jumping off the stage, and then our friends' fans were getting on and playing punk shows to us. And it's kind of changed a bit now. Like, for the last 2 years, we've been doing it full-time, touring the world.
Yes, we will get on to some of your locations in just a bit, but yes, your touring schedule and stuff is very impressive. So what well, you describe yourself as playing a lot of punk shows to begin with, and so who would you say are your main influences now, and have they changed over the years, or have you always had the same sort of influences since the start?
So our very first influence, and I think our biggest influence at the very start, was a band called Against Me, and it was actually sonically an influence for us, but also there was one lyric that really inspired us and inspired me, especially to form Pet Needs. Before Pet Needs, I was kind of doing solo introverted folk music, and then I listened to Against Me. I've always listened to punk music, and they've got a line that says, "We can be the bands that we want to hear," and it was like a lightning bolt moment in my mind. I was like, I think I'm writing music that I wouldn't listen to at the moment. And so I kind of sacked off my old stuff. And that day, like, me and my brother formed Pet Needs, and we've never really looked back. And then me personally, I'm a massive fan of lyrics. So things can come anywhere from like Kay Tempest and The Streets to like the Arctic Monkeys and Art Brut and JVT and things like that. Then also sonically, we're really inspired by bands like Rancid and Pup and Against Me, like I just said, and like even more kind of commercial punk music like Green Day as well.
Indeed. And you're currently involved with Extra Mile Records, which has put out some of my favourite albums ever, with Reuben and Sonic Boom 6, and of course they worked with Frank Turner, Chris TT before now. So how did you get involved with them?
So it all started maybe about 4 years ago. It was the year before lockdown, and we were playing Camden Rocks Festival, and Frank Turner, who was headlining the show, like he was headlining the big room over at the Electric Ballroom, he came and saw us play in the Dublin Castle. He kind of just came to our show in a little 200 cap venue, and there's probably only about 80 people in the 200 cap venue, but then he came to the merch desk afterwards, and we hit it off, and we exchanged emails, and then we went into lockdown, and I got a really weird email from Frank Turner. This must have been about a year or two later, saying, "Very weird, but I'm moving to kind of round the corner from you, and I don't know anyone here. Do you want to meet up for a beer at some point?" Which is very, very strange, because I've been a massive fan of Frank Turner for such a long time. I said yes, and then he said, "What have you been doing in lockdown?" And I was like, "Well, we've been using the time to write an album." And he was like, "Oh, that's really interesting, because I've been using the time to get into production." And one thing led to another, and he ended up producing our first album. He pitched it to Extra Mile Recordings, who he was his record label, the label that he's on. They loved it, and that was about 3 years ago now, and we're here today doing it full time.
Amazing. That's particularly interesting for me, because I was at that Dublin Castle gig.
No way!
Yes. And
no
I,
'cause, way!
Yes. I went because I saw you guys, because I was aware of you at the time. So yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll go and watch Pet Needs and try and like support all the bands that I've heard of. And I actually turned around at one point, and Frank Turner was like only a few inches away from me. So I remember that gig very well, and it's delightful to hear that it led on to even bigger things.
Nick, that's so amazing. That's made my night. That's literally That's literally the gig that changed everything. I'm really glad that I didn't over-exaggerate the amount of people in the room then as well. It's very easy to tell people that all your gigs you play sell out.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, there was enough people there enjoying themselves. You know, you weren't, weren't playing to the bar staff. So, yeah, I kind of looked over and I was like, that's Frank Turner. So there we have it. So, yes, I do remember that gig well. And like I say, you know, it's wonderful to see how that led you on to bigger things. And also full credit to Frank Turner, very much a man of his word. I interviewed him on this show many years ago as well. And I've randomly seen him at various gigs over the years. So, yes. Here's to you, Mr. Turner. You keep fighting that good fight.
Yeah, 100%. It is literally down to him that we do this now, because not only did we go on the record label that he signed to, he also took us on our first ever full UK and European and American tour as well. So he literally kind of taught us how to be in a professional band and make that step.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, what was it like kind of like going out and touring in all these kind of unfamiliar places?
I think our first American tour, I mean, they've all been amazing, but that one was particularly grueling because Frank wanted to do 50 states in 50 days. And we've been over to America 3 times since, and we've learned that usually you do like 3 or 4 gigs a state. But we were like driving into Texas, doing 1 gig, and then just driving all the way out the state again, which was really, really nuts, especially because it was us, Frank Turner, and the Bronx. And Frank Turner and the Bronx both had sleeper buses, so they could finish the show and then go to sleep in the bus. Because our budget was so low comparatively, we had to do the show, go to a hotel, usually for an average of about 4 hours in the hotel, not just 4 hours sleep, 4 hours in the hotel, and then get up at about like 5 in the morning and set off to go to the next show. And we had to do that for 2 months straight. Yeah, so that was nuts. But it's so amazing to play in different cultures. I didn't realize how different audiences would be where you get, like, we were lucky enough to go out with Soggy Molly last year when we went all the way down right out to Eastern Europe to like Croatia and Serbia and Romania. And it's amazing. I like the drives are beautiful. The scenery was beautiful, but it's incredible to meet people so far away that are so into our tunes.
Indeed. Indeed, but it must be like one of the best feelings ever at the same time.
Yeah, it's amazing. Especially when we played Romania. We played Croatia and we played Serbia, and they were really fun. They felt a little bit more like away games for us. We had to do a lot of winning the audience over, like those huge rooms. And then we went to Romania and our merch person texted us saying, "Have you got friends here?" And we were like, no. And she was like, oh, because people keep asking after you and asking if you're going to come out after us to say hi and stuff. And it transpires that in Romania, because so few bands go there, when bands do, when they do make the trip out there, they'll learn the whole back catalogue of the headline bands. And then when they finish that, they'll learn the whole back catalogue of the support band as well. And it was so bizarre. It felt like doing a hometown show in Romania. It was amazing.
Wow. Well, I think bands listening, you need to get yourselves over to do a gig in Romania.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely do it, because they absolutely go nuts for it.
Excellent. So with kind of like your back catalogue in mind, tell us about what releases you currently have available.
So we have one EP. Actually, that's not physically available anymore, but we put out an EP that you can still get on Spotify and stuff. And then we have 2 physical albums out at the moment. We have Fractured Party Music and Primetime Entertainment. They're available on CD and on vinyl. And soon, in about 2 weeks' time, we're going to have our 3rd record out as well, Intimate and Fast Living, which I'm so excited about.
Yes. So where did you record this one?
So this one was recorded up at Vader Studios by a guy called George Perks. And it was the first time that we've ever stayed over anywhere. We've ever been to a residential place. And it's an old converted church. And aside from a couple of boys leaving to go to a supermarket to a big shop, we stayed there for 2 weeks and just didn't leave the premises at all, which meant we could just live and breathe the music. And I think you really hear this in this album as well. Like, it was the most it was very intense, but it was the most creative fortnight of any of our lives. It was so much fun.
Wonderful. Well, we're all very much looking forward to it. It's coming out on the 16th, isn't it?
That's the one, 16th of February.
Excellent. So you know, if you want to drag Valentine's Day out all week, you can get one for your partner then. But either way, I'm sure we're all very much looking forward to it. For the song titles alone, bear in mind, I think the last track that we played of yours before Sleep When I'm Dead, which we would have heard earlier, it was a track called Tracy Emin's Bed, which no one thought you could actually make a song about, but you managed it.
Yeah, I did. And that was literally, I have a notebook that I keep upstairs in the spare bedroom. That's where I do a lot of the writing. And I had been on a night out, and I can't remember writing this lyric, but scrawled in my notebook in like felt tip were the words, "It's like Tracy Emin's bed in my head, kind of creative, mainly just a mess." And I thought, that's an interesting concept. I'll bank that. And then, yeah, about a year later, it became the lead single from our first album.
There we go. Well, we'll be listening with interest to see if there are any other random art pieces that have inspired this album.
Yeah, there might be, actually. I think there has been in every single one. I'm kind of like, I'm interested in art. I'm trying to think if there is or not. There's